Battle of the Batteries. New methods of energy storage could revolutionize solar and wind power. On an arid mountain in Nevada, a mining company believes it struck the 21st century equivalent of gold. The precious commodity is vanadium, a metal that can be extracted from shale rock and used to make powerful, long-lasting batteries for cars, homes, and utilities. If Vancouver-based American Vanadium gets federal approval for its proposed Ghibellini Hill project, it will operate the only vanadium mine in the United States. Eureka, indeed. The battle to build a better battery is intensifying as many countries, faced with growing global demand for electricity and a need to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, look to expand carbon-free renewable energy such as wind and solar. Batteries are key. They can directly power electric cars and, indirectly, homes and big buildings by storing solar and wind power. They balance out renewables that produce energy intermittently so consumers can power up laptops or run refrigerators 24/7. The dawn of the energy storage age. Universities, startups, and major companies are working with new materials such as vanadium or tweaking the lithium-ion battery. Some advances, like ones that Toyota and IBM are developing to power cars for 500-plus miles on a single charge, won't make it to market for at least 5 years. Others made their debuts this year, including a battery that enables homes with solar panels to go entirely off-grid. In February, California required a Los Angeles-era utility to ensure some capacity comes from energy storage. On May 1st, Germany began subsidizing homeowners' purchases of batteries to store power from solar panels. China's 5-year plan calls for 5% of all electricity to be stored by 2020. The global market for storing power from solar panels is forecast to explode from less than $200 million in 2012 to $19 billion by 2017, according to a report by IMS Research. Obstacles ahead. Still, batteries face obstacles, including cost and safety. Lithium-ion batteries aboard two Boeing 787 jets failed in January, causing a fire on one and smoke on the other. Batteries from the same manufacturer caused problems in two Mitsubishi vehicles. A hybrid Outlander car overheated, and an all-electric iMEV caught fire during testing at an assembly plant. While the electronic vehicle industry says these incidents are the exception rather than the rule, money has also been a problem. Toyota's J.C. Chitwood said lithium-ion batteries are just too expensive to make electric cars cost-competitive without subsidies. Speaking at the Advanced Energy 2013 conference, she said Toyota is expanding its line of electric vehicles to meet the U.S. government's fuel efficiency targets, not because they're profitable. Chitwood said a major battery advance is needed. Toyota is working on several alternatives, including cheaper, longer-range batteries that use magnesium instead of lithium. Commercialization, though, is years away. Looking for alternatives. Batteries continue to be a challenge, especially those for electric vehicles. Esther Takeuchi, chemistry professor at SUNY Stony Brook, said at the same conference. Her university and others, some with federal funding, are looking not only at new chemical mixes, but also at nanosizing the chemical elements, or making them microscopically small, to make them more efficient. Batteries are just one of many ways to store grid-scale energy. The most common is pumped hydroelectric, in which water is sent to a reservoir and released later to run generators. Storage is the glue that can hold the grid together, said Matthew Maroon of GE Energy. GE, which opened a $100 million factory in New York to build a sodium nickel chloride battery, announced that Invenergy will install its brilliant wind turbine with Durathon batteries at a Texas wind farm. Why batteries? Batteries are getting particular attention because they're versatile. While pumped hydro facilities require lots of land and water, batteries can be used anywhere and are easily scalable, so they can help power not only a car, but also a factory. Alternatives in the works. IBM's Alan Scher is bullish on his company's new lithium air battery, which takes in oxygen from the air to form a chemical reaction that generates an electric charge. It's lighter and denser than the lithium-ion ones in most of today's electric vehicles. With 500 miles on a single charge, he says, you take the range anxiety out of the equation. The current Nissan Leaf gets up to 75 miles on a single charge, and the Mitsubishi iMiEV 62 miles. Scher expects a prototype to be developed next year, but its commercial availability will take at least 5 years. Toshiba has developed a rechargeable battery, the SKIB, that has a new oxide-based material that allows quicker charging times. Huge lithium-ion batteries, filling 53-foot shipping containers, are being used for grid-scale projects. Since September 2011, AES Storage has used them to store 64 megawatts of energy generated by windmills. That capacity, if it ran continuously, would be enough to power nearly 50,000 U.S. households for a year. Battery-powered houses. Batteries are also taking homes off the grid or providing backup energy. SolarCity, a California-based solar installer, is piloting a backup battery for some of its solar projects in California and may extend that option to other states. Minnesota-based Joule Energy's solar bank system pairs solar panels with batteries. Detroit-based Nextech Power Systems offers a portable off-grid option that combines a solar panel with a battery. There's no one battery technology that is one-size-fits-all, says GE's Maroon. He says each has its own advantages and disadvantages, adding, the market is big enough for each technology to survive. Vocabulary focus. Extract. Eureka. Intermittently. Tweak. Grid. Commercialization. Microscopically. In the works. Bullish. Prototype. One size fits all.